This is my daddy's sermon. Hugs and homecoming, part sweet, the utter pleasure. Enjoy it.
Can you believe, my brother? By now, you've all heard the story. Everyone's heard my brother's story. The prodigal son came home again. Well, I've had enough. And now, it's your turn to hear my side of the story. My side of how it really went down long ago. Several years ago, my brother asked for his share of the property. Now, you need to understand the weight of this. No one had ever done this in my village. Not one person. It's considered an insult. But my brother, my reckless and spoiled brat brother, looked my dad in the eye and said, "Give me my inheritance." And in my culture, that's like saying, "You're dead to me." And my father gave it to him. But there was a change in my father. His confident and caring gaze was knocked out of his eyes the day my brother asked for his inheritance. Can you believe my brother? He thinks the rules don't apply to him. It's unbelievable to me. You would not believe it. Like a broken record or an iPod on repeat, I would have to fill in for my brother. He was always sleeping in, taking it easy. So I'd say, "No problem, Dad. I'll take care of the livestock today." Or, "No problem, Dad. I'll take care of the crops today." "No problem, Dad. No problem." Well, I've had enough. I've got a major problem with my brother. I can't believe he would do this, not only to my dad and mom, but has he even thought for one second about what this does to our family? The rumors are the worst part. He actually writes letters from Alexandria to his buddies, and then his buddies blab these tall tales all throughout our village. Well, you know how gossip and tall tales go. Pretty soon, everybody knows about it. And guess this, guess what? They think of him as a hero. Hero? Someone who gets rid of his responsibilities and cares nothing for his family? He's not a hero. It's hard to see my parents when they hear these rumors about what my brother is doing. Wine and women is the key words he likes to use in these letters. It's hard because my dad turns away his gaze, fighting back the tears. My mom stiffens her lip and puts her back straight up and just denies that it ever happened. But I've heard them. Late at night, when no one else can see them, I've heard their loud sobs with one another. Thankfully, we haven't heard from my brother in a while. We hope he's okay, but it's been a long time since these rumors were stirred up. That is, until today. Just this afternoon, as I came in from a hard day's work in the field, I heard music and dancing. I smelt the mixture of spices and smoked meat. So I said to one of the hired hands, "What's going on?" And the hired hand told me the story about how over on the edge of the estate, my brother had come home. And my dad ran to him. He ran. A Jewish, proud, patriarchal man ran. And then he hugged him. And then he kissed him. And then he gave him sandals and the robe, the best robe, and a ring. Can you believe my brother? "Good job, Mom and Dad. Throw another party for the party boy. Real responsible, right?" So right now, over there, there's a party going on for my brother. My dad and mom decided to throw him a party. Not just any party, let me remind you. A fatted calf is big enough for a village-wide celebration. My brother, the irresponsible, the disrespectful one, the reckless one, gets a party? What did I ever get? So I decided I'm going to speak up to my dad. I've worked hard. I've grown his farm, his livestock. I show up early and leave late. I've nurtured, directed, provided oversight, worked myself half to death for my family. It's all I've ever known. It's all I've ever done. It's all I've ever cared about. And what did I get from this slave-like devotion? Nothing. Not one thing. Not even a goat. So, I decided that when my dad comes out, I'm going to tell him, "Why, Dad? Why would you do this to me? Why would you spoil your son who squandered his living? Why would you show him so much love when I've been here the whole time?" I'm sorry if I sound angry, but I've had enough of how he treats our family. I've had it. And it's a major problem now. When I told my dad, when I asked him these questions, he looked into my eyes, that quiet confidence and care, that fiery compassion that was in him, looked me straight in the eyes, and he said, "You have always been with me, and everything that I have is yours." That's when I turned my gaze from my dad, and it was my turn to fight back the tears. It hit me slowly, but I started to understand no one is outside of God's love. No one is beyond the care and provision that God gives. So, I started to see, but then I started thinking about the fatted calf and the hugging and the running. I mean, can you believe my brother? Can you believe what he gets away with? I've done everything right. I've played by the rules. I've served my country. I read my Bible. I attend the synagogue. Sometimes I even tell the rabbi, "That was a wonderful sermon, Rabbi," when it was pretty average. That's about the time that my dad, that fiery compassion in his eyes, grabbed me by the shoulders and said to me, "Your brother was lost and now he's found." He said to me, "Your brother has come home. He is home to be with us." It hit me that day. It hit me in that moment. And we stood there for a long, quiet silence, hugging and crying with one another. And then I realized God forgives all the time, everywhere, no exceptions. God hopes in every circumstance, in every situation, no matter what, because God is love. God believes in you, in me, in everyone. God births new life, new possibilities, a new world. Because God is love. So there's a party going on, a disco ball with the whole village dancing. And if I'm honest, I want to go in there. I want to run in and I want to hug my brother and I want to say, "I forgive you and I love you." But I'm afraid. My dad taught me how God sees people. God sees no ordinary people. God's vision for God's love is bigger than my mind can understand. So I'm afraid to go in there. Afraid of this big time God who gives us big time vision. What would you do? Would you go in there and embrace your brother? Can you embrace this God who loves everyone?